This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad. A recent report from Housing Action Illinois finds nearly all the homeless shelters in the state are denying services because of the budget stalemate. Some are even closing their doors. We thought we'd check in again with DeKalb County's shelter, Hope Haven. Leslie Wicks is the director. And Leslie, welcome back to Morning Edition.
Thanks, Dan. I'm glad to be here.
Last time we spoke, in March 2013, Hope Haven expanded its facility and eliminated its waiting list.
Right.
At the time, you were serving 88 people in emergency shelter and transitional programs. How has the budget crisis affected the service you're providing now?
Well, since then, actually, a lot has changed. We transitioned our transitional program into a supported housing program for the most severely mentally ill people in our community. It's a single-room occupancy actually at the shelter at 1145 Rushmore Drive. It's 12 units, and it's for the super users, we call them, in the community. They're the ones that, because of their schizophrenia or their severe mental illness, are in and out of jail, in and out of the emergency rooms, frequently using crisis emergency systems. And what's happened since the budget change, that program has been cut in half.
When you say that you had to cut this particular program in half, does that mean you had to reduce the number of clients that you're serving in this particular program, or how does that work?
Well, we haven't done that yet. I mean, literally that would mean putting six people out on the streets, six severely mentally ill people who were getting 24-hour supportive services, supervision with psychiatric care out on the streets. It's an evidence-based program that proves to be the most cost-effective way of serving the most severely homeless people in our country just by providing them housing with support within the context of their home.
How much money were you getting from the state for this program?
For this program, we were getting about $84,000. Now, just to give you an idea of what it costs for the state of Illinois to house a severely mentally ill person in supported housing, it costs them about $4,000 a year. If we were to put that person in prison, that costs the state of Illinois about $38,000 a year. Or they get picked up, put into a psychiatric unit, end up being dumped in a nursing home at the cost of $62,000 a year. So for $4,000 a year, they can live in their own home. We provide them supportive services and psychiatric care in the context of their home, and it has an amazing success rate. Since January, when we moved the 12 people in, they have all remained housed. If we were to put those people out on the streets, within a week, probably they'd all be in jail because they would have to revert to petty crime in order to survive.
In addition to people housed at Hope Haven, people work there.
Absolutely.
How has this affected, this budget crisis affected staffing at Hope Haven?
Well, everyone's very nervous. Right now, we haven't laid anybody off. Hope Haven is in a fortunate situation of having a little bit of a reserve. We have a lot of community support. The community started Hope Haven back in the mid-80s with pads. This was a community response to a problem that people saw and said, hey, what are we going to do about this? And there's a lot of synergy between the community and Hope Haven. People from the community support us financially. They're constantly in and out of the shelter, providing meals and serving meals and doing service projects. So we have a lot of community support. But the reserves will run out sooner or later. I mean, we haven't been paid from the state since July 1st. At some point, a reserve will be gone. I project maybe 6 months.
As we're speaking, the weather outside is warm. If someone has to sleep outside, they won't die from the cold.
Nope.
But the weather's going to change, as you know. What plans are you making for winter if the budget situation isn't resolved?
When it gets cold, we have a no-turn-away policy. We kind of look the other way with our capacity rules. Because literally people can freeze to death outside. 20-something years ago when I was an intern in my bachelor's in social work program, I remember finding somebody in the streets of Chicago that had froze to death in an alley. Literally had to call the fire department because he literally froze to the cement. And we don't want that to happen in our community. I don't want to experience that again on any level.
Right now, Illinois government is working for some groups of people, including those covered by court orders. ACLU got a federal court to order care for children who are wards of the state. What will it take to get similar attention and even court action on behalf of homeless people?
there are three decrees right now that orders the state of Illinois to provide housing for people with severe mental illness and disabilities. So some of the budget cuts are actually breaking law. So there's already Housing Action Illinois and different groups out there that are saying, you can't do this. This is against the law.
So they're suing?
Absolutely. So there are some measures out there already in progress fighting the inhumanity of it and the legality of it.
Well, Leslie Wicks directs Hope Haven, DeKalb County's homeless shelter. Thank you very much and best of luck.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it.